Guys, welcome to another installment episode of the Send Help Podcast. It is, as always, your host, Danny, with my favorite co-host, Steph.
Here we are.
We are here. Today is a day where retail therapy is probably going to be necessary.
Yeah, and not like our usual, like, let's go browse around, like, the Dollar Tree or, like, a thrift store. No, I need clothing. I need new clothing.
Yes.
And I need to, like, do a random blackout, go in, see, like, 10 things I want, add them to a basket, go check out, and leave.
Yes. Like, no, like, evaluations. Like, just go for it.
I want it. I'm going to buy it.
Yes. Today is, like, a damage needs to be done kind of day. I think that my new 2021 motto, at least for me, is just my life's a joke.
I'm still writing out we'll see because it's just...
I'm going to say within the last week, I'm just going to hold on to my life as a joke.
Okay.
I've kind of progressed from we'll see. I'm hoping that like I go back. It's like I wake up and I'm like, I just don't even know if I want to like function today.
I feel that. But
and it's a fucking winter tundra. Like another beautiful day in central PA. It is mostly gray. Snow everywhere. The roads this morning.
It snowed for, like, 72 hours.
It was ridiculous.
72 hours.
I need a beach. I need sand.
I had a mental breakdown this morning to my husband. It was like, you know, one of those days where he was damned if he'd do, if he did or didn't or whatever. I get home late from work because, you know, tundra outside.
Yep.
I'm a psychopath and I don't go over 45 miles an hour when there's, like,
same,
a centimeter of precipitation on the ground. So it took me like an hour to get home last night when it should have taken like a half an hour.
Ugh.
And I'm wheeling and dealing on Facebook Marketplace. So this guy was like, can you meet at 8 a.m.? And I'm like, yeah, I can. Just because I wanted the shit out of my house. Like I sold a nightstand. I was like, it just needs to go. Yes, I'll fucking meet you whenever you want. And he turned out to be like the nicest person I've ever sold anything to on Facebook Marketplace. Anyways.
Is that why I'm sitting by a pile of cash?
That is. Yes, this nightstand is going in his baby's nursery.
Aww.
So, good. Anyways, so I wake up this morning just so pissed off because I'm tired. And I look at my phone and I'm like, well, what the fuck, Ryan? You don't say bye to me anymore. But, like, I know if he would have woken me up, like, I would have been even more pissed.
Yeah.
And then I wander out here to the living room and... he's sitting here. Like he didn't leave yet. He was still
here.
He was still in the home. It's like, yeah, it's shitty out there. I'm like, great. I'm really glad I live here.
Oh, I thank my lucky stars every single day that I live in central Pennsylvania. And I could hear the wind like blowing this morning and it was colder than a witch's tit this morning. Like it was so fucking cold.
It was.
We were supposed to do some things this morning. It just didn't happen.
Well, first of all, yeah, I woke up in my delusional state. Look outside. Snow everywhere. And that wasn't even there, like, when I got home at, like, after midnight last night.
No, like, I don't know where all the snow came from.
Don't know.
Joe Mergo, like, thank you for informing
and
us.
I look outside and I'm like, I'm supposed to be at the DMV.
So we had made this plan to go to the DMV this morning to take care of that because that's going to be a treat in itself. And we didn't obviously make it there. We'll get there at some point.
Well, yeah, someday, I guess.
Honestly, also a blessing in disguise because my roots have not been this bad since quarantine. So I'm looking like a trashy hoe right now.
I just think the IRS might flag me for like fraud because my name legally... through Social Security is my new name, but everything else, aside from my nursing license, is my normal name, so.
Well, then I think you'd be okay, right? Or do you have to do a name change through DMV?
Oh, yeah. Like, I have to change everything else, but I can't change anything else until I get a license that says my new name.
We better pack a snack when we go, because I feel like we're going to be there for a while.
And because it asks you, like, the first thing when you file your taxes, did you get married? Yeah, but how do I, like, say, well, my name is kind of Stephanie Brooks, but it's also kind of Stephanie Blattenberger.
Like, you're kind of like an alias. Like, you've got a few different, like, identities going on.
Yeah. So there's that. Things are just, we're here.
Just, you know, thriving. And then, so, like, with the snow and when you're in Altoona, like, just miserable. The streets, not large. And I'm trying to park last night, and there's this lady in the snow, like in the thick of the snow, looking for a collar off her dog. The dog's name was Luna, by the way,
Okay. Because
she was screaming the dog's name. Said dog was not on a leash. I don't know if there was a collar issue. I don't know how the collar fell into the snow, but she is like screaming. I'm trying to parallel park my car, which is a feat in itself, over a mound of fucking snow. And I'm like, listen, I can't hit a dog today. Like, I really can't handle hitting a dog today.
Yeah.
She was a psychopath. And then she was like yelling to her boyfriend across the street. I was like, just get me in the house.
That's a lot.
I can't.
That's a lot.
Altoona's just really precious.
It is. Such really, really glad to live in central Pennsylvania.
Oh, seriously, yes.
Well, one of my other favorite snow day hobbies is drinking pounders.
Oh, yes. I would love that right now.
So on Sunday, I drank some pounders, and not even like, you know, like a Busch Light pounder. Like, these were like brewery pounders.
Oh, were you doing IPAs, ma'am?
Yeah, it was not good. And I don't know what happened. And then I like was browsing online, you know, trying to do my sketchy purchase before I took a 4-hour nap. So I came across this website. And so you can buy pallets of things. So okay, let me preface some things here. I love like overstock stores. Like, we have Bickles here. They get like the reject merchandise. I live for it. I live for going there and seeing what deal I can get. And I buy unnecessary fucking shit every single time. But it's like $3. So I'm like, yeah, I need it.
Can't pass it up.
So we have a few of these stores around us. That's also where like my sketchy furniture lady like gets her goods. So anyways,
I love a sketchy establishment.
I love these things. Okay. So I find this website. You can buy pallets, or now they do like mystery boxes.
A mystery box.
So they have a Home Depot. They have a Target. They have a Lowe's, a Toy, an Amazon.
Oh.
Yeah. So like these five different ones. I'm like pondering this. I'm like, do I do this? Like, I could get some really good shit. And then if I don't like the shit or already have the shit, I can resell the shit.
True. Very true.
So I'm like pondering it. And then I'm drunk flipping through some TikToks, and I see a girl who got a box, one of these boxes. And I'm like, okay. This bitch got, like, a smart thermostat. She got, I forget the brand name of it now, but, like, a nice curling iron.
Ooh.
Like, a security camera. Like, expensive-ass shit. And I'm like, yes, I need this box. Like, why would I not purchase this box? So, this box was over $100.
And it could literally be anything.
It could literally be fucking junk. And I just have a feeling it is going to be junk because her box was amazing. I then came across another TikTok today of this girl who literally got basically junk. And
what did she get?
Okay, so it wasn't all junk, but it wasn't worth like $100.
Okay.
So she got like a tablecloth, curtains.
That's not fun. Those aren't fun items to accept.
So my box says, I got a premium Target home kitchen decor wholesale box.
Oh, wow.
That is what I got.
So when do you get said box?
I don't know, because initially they're saying it's like 3 to 5 days to ship, but now I think it's they're being a little longer. I don't know.
Is this a legitimate?
It is legitimate. hold on. I was going to try to pull up. They're probably sold out of them now, which means I'm probably like not getting it. Okay, here. Oh, it is sold out. But this is what it says can come in it. Kitchen items. Small appliances, okay. Bedding and sheets, or home decor.
Okay.
Do I need any of this shit? No. No.
I can't. I think you should hold on to it and then do like an unboxing.
I should. Okay, so it says, Due to popular demand, we are now introducing our premium Target Home kitchen and decor boxes. Each box contains 12 to 18 items sourced from Target. Expect in this category, home, bedding, kitchen, home decor. So, I mean, if you get 15 items, like, obviously it's going to be worth your, it's going to be worth over what I paid for it. It's are they things I want?
I hope you don't get like a set of curtains that you can't use. Like, that would be what I would be worried about. Or like a set of like serving spoons or something, like, you know.
I wouldn't be mad at a serving spoon. Oh, and the girl that got junk, she also got some silverware. I'm like, I'll take some silverware.
I would take some silverware. That'd be pretty cool.
But then like the rest was like, she got like a, I don't know, like a kid's game, a pair of like shitty ass sneakers. So I'm like,
That's kind of weird. Yeah. That's a random assortment.
So we'll see here. I probably just wasted $125 fucking, but.
Wait, was it $25 to ship?
Well, okay, so I had a coupon code. So it was $125, and then I got, like, 15% off. So it was, like, $107.
Not too shabby!
I hate myself. Literally, I will then complain, like, next week, like, oh, my God, I can't spend any money because I have too many things. And, like, meanwhile, I buy a box of shit for $107, so.
It's a roller coaster. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down.
And then I'm going to go to H&M and probably spend another $100 on more shit I don't need. And then have the same breakdown next week when I realize everything I purchased and I don't need any of it. But guess what? I'm going to go fucking do it anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm like having a crisis. I feel like everything I own, like I just want some nice basic tops or like just cute tops to wear. I don't know where I think I'm going, but I just want to be prepared so in case we are able to like go places like in the spring / summertime, like I'm ready.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I still need to, like, I say this every fucking year, and I can't purge with things, but I say every year, like, I hate summer clothes. I hate them. There's nothing I like about them. And I really just need to invest in, like, they say, like, those capsule wardrobe. I will never be a capsule wardrobe kind of gal because I love clothes too much.
Same.
However, I think I could do a capsule-ish wardrobe for summer because I don't like any of the clothes I have, really.
Yeah.
So I need to, like, clean house, get rid of all of this stupid-ass shit, and go and buy like four pairs of shorts I like. Some decent shirts that look good with all the bottoms I will wear.
Yes.
And call it a day. That's all I need.
We need to do a drunken purge.
It definitely needs to happen.
I think it'll be easier for you to get rid of things.
Yeah. I did do kind of okay last year because I don't like tank tops.
I just feel... Sometimes with tank tops, I feel like I should be starring on, like, Teen Mom in, like, the early 2000s. Like, I just feel like some tank tops just look trashy. I don't know. Like, like the spaghetti strap ones or, like, even, like, normal size. I don't know. And it all depends on how it fits in the arms.
It's usually not good. Majority of the time, it is not good.
It's not. It's like you're wearing an undershirt.
Yeah. So... I purged, I think, all of my tank tops last year. So thank goodness for that. I did purchase last summer an all new white wardrobe because
you did.
I was going to the beach for my bachelorette party. And do you know how many of those items I wore? Two.
You literally had a rack full of white items. You could have did an outfit change every hour of that trip.
I could have. I brought nothing practical. Like, the last day we were there, literally dying so hungover, my insides are, like, leaking out of me. All I wanted was a pair of sweatpants. Do you think I brought leggings, running shorts, sweatpants? No.
You didn't bring any bottoms?
I don't think. I had to buy a pair on the boardwalk.
Oh, that's right.
I think I did have one pair of, like, shorts, but they were dirty by the time. So, I don't know what I was thinking. What was I thinking?
It's like before a trip, I know what I want to pack. Like I kind of have an idea or like I think of some outfits. But then when the time comes, I can't physically concentrate on packing. And then like I'll make like laps around like the room that I'm in. Like I can't like put things into like the back. And I think that's why I overpack because then I start to panic.
I know.
And I throw everything I own.
The same.
Into a bag.
Well, this is how I ended up with literally 75 white items. And bless my one friend, Deanna. Like, sometimes I get these images in my head. Like, it's been a joke since I've been in college. I have, like, you know, 7 different personalities. It's like, which one are we going to, like, dress like today? Are we going to try to be a badass? Are we going to be, like, a preppy girl? Like, what are we going to do? And sometimes I buy these things based off of one of these, like, 7 personas.
Yeah.
And then I, like, go and try to wear the item. And I'm like, who the fuck do I think I am? And I purchased this. It was, like, a white utility romper. And I still do like it. Just it wasn't for It wasn't for the time. And I really was trying to wear this romper. And I have it on. And I asked Deanna, I'm like, I should wear this, right? And she's like, no. She's like, please get something else on. And I'm like, okay.
What day was that?
I think it might have been I either ended up wearing that striped jumpsuit or I wore the dress that my tits were literally hanging out. So, unsure. But, you know, I guess those options were better than my utility romper.
I mean, I liked the jumpsuit and I liked the dress. Both were solid choices.
Yeah. So if anyone out there is a size large and is getting married and is trying to go on a bachelorette party, let me know. I have many, many items that...
She can give you the hookup.
Yeah. Discounted prices. Mark to sell.
Oh, man. Well, I think last Saturday, because we've been locked up because of the vid.
Vid, snowstorms.
We finally broke out of the house. We were able to leave. Good. The time was to go out.
Yes.
I think the first time I put makeup on in days, like, I felt like a new human. Like, sometimes you just gotta put yourself together and get ready to go out. All I wanted to do was go to a bar-like atmosphere. I wanted to sit in a social setting and get a beverage.
Mm-hmm.
So Mama Sue, B-Rad, Abby, and I go to State College.
Bold move.
Okay. So we're there and I'm like, you know, I haven't eaten anything. I just really want to be in a social setting.
I'm curious to hear which social setting you choose.
So totally calling it out because this really pissed me off. So I wanted to go to Pickle's Tap Room. It's a really cool bar and they have really good food.
Uh-huh.
It was 4 p.m. Uh-huh. Just, you know, prefacing that for this story. Mama Sue and I are both over 25. Mm-hmm. We do have children with us. But they're young adults. They're not,
they're
like
not kids.
children. So the guy at the door when we get there asks if we're all 21. And my mom says, we are, pointing to her and I, but these two aren't.
Okay.
So without even asking us if, like, we're both, you know what I mean, to see our IDs to maybe make sure I'm over, like, 25, because I thought that's what the rule was.
Yeah, it definitely was.
And, like, obviously we can't sit at the bar. He escorts us to the corner room. It was like he escorted us to Weenie Hut Juniors. Like, he took us to the old people, like, section. Like, I didn't understand how we tried to walk into one restaurant, but then were embarrassingly escorted to another one. Like, if I wanted to go to the corner room, I would have went to the corner room.
I'm confused, yeah.
He said that we couldn't be in there because they were too young. But we weren't sitting at the bar.
Yeah, and I mean, I was always told, yeah, if you were over then 25, you could still drink.
That's what I thought. And then I said to him, like, sir, the whole reason I'm here is to, like, have a drink. And he's like, well, there's beer and stuff over there. And I'm
in,
like,
the corner room.
Yeah, and I'm like, are you sure? And I'm like, And my other thing was they have an Impossible Burger that's really good, and I wanted to get that. And I asked if the menu was the same. And he's like, well, it comes from the same kitchen. It's not the same fucking menu. It's not the same menu. There's, like, sandwiches and, like, salads and soups on this menu. Like, it's not a bar menu. So the whole reason we walked in this establishment.
And I know damn well. Teenagers go, like, when parents come to visit their people, like, their kids at school, they go out to eat.
I'm pretty sure I saw other families sitting in this establishment. So I could not understand why we were being escorted to Senior Citizen Center up the stairs. Like, and it wasn't even like he asked if like maybe we didn't want to eat there. Like, he just escorted us up the steps. And I was so pissed.
So did you eat at the corner room?
Yes. And like, I was kind of looking at everybody like, can we like go somewhere else? Because there's 9,000 other bars we could have went to that would have let us sit down and eat.
Yeah.
But then it was really exciting because then we're waiting for a hostess and she says, come here, ladies. I'd like to see you. Brad's just one of the gals. He's a lady.
He is the lady, I guess.
So I had to settle for a fucking tuna sandwich at the corner room.
That is very upsetting.
With a very, and I don't know what it is lately. I feel like every place I go to that I get a Moscow Mule, it's like drinking water. I don't know. Bamboozled all the time.
And they're so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you fucking better put some vodka in there.
Right.
Like I want a heavy pour.
Yes. I want a heavy hand. Put some vodka in there. So my social setting, well, was ruined.
That is very upsetting.
Very upsetting.
We'll have to go back to the bullpen. That's just...
I think the bullpen's our new vibe.
It is, for sure.
I like it. I need a social setting again. I need to sit at least near a bar. If I just sit near a bar, I'll be happy.
Same.
Just want to eat some bar food, have a bevy. That's what I need.
Yes.
Very necessary.
Agreed.
Speaking of loving to live in Pennsylvania, yesterday was Groundhog Day.
Little fucker.
I also like appreciate that they like include in like the statement that they, let me read, woke up the furry critter at 7:25 a.m.
Thank God.
So pulled him out of his slumber just to, you know, see if he saw a shadow or not. And of course, the little asshole did see his shadow. So he declared there would be 6 more weeks of winter. Great.
I don't have words. So upset. I just need to see like a sunshine.
Yes.
Like, sunshine without a foot of snow on the ground.
Yes. I agree.
Seasonal depression is real.
Like, it is so real.
I so get it now. And I just keep blaming my parents. Like, why the fuck did they pick Central Pennsylvania to live?
I would also like to know. Like, why am I here?
I don't know. The better question is, why does my husband enjoy Central Pennsylvania? That's the better question. There's nothing good about it.
Really? Really, no. I'm trying to think of something I enjoy.
I like some of the food.
Yeah, I would say the food... I can take it or leave it, though. I don't know. I need sun. I need some vitamin D.
Same.
I'm in serious need.
Agreed. Struggling here.
Ad break. If you're a loyal listener to the Sendhel podcast, you know that we're two bitches that love to shop. And if you're new here, then I'm sure you've picked up on that. We love to find the deals, and we're here to help you find the deals on clothing we love and wear ourselves. We recently discovered the Mud Honeys Boutique, and they're based out of Kentucky. They make custom t-shirts that we both love at super affordable prices, and they only release a limited number of custom graphic t-shirts and sweatshirts, so you know that you'll have a one-of-a-kind piece. And they offer so many other cute pieces and accessories too. Check out their website, shopthemudhoneys.com, and use our promo code SENDHELP15 for 15% off your purchase. Again, use our promo code SENDHELP15 for 15% off your purchase. Now back to the show. Okay, so moving on from our deep passionate love for Central Pennsylvania. I love this story. Everything about this is just outrageous and I really appreciate it. Courtside Karen apologizes for cussing out LeBron James. So essentially, did you see this?
Mm-hmm.
So essentially what happened was, of course, she's an Instagram model.
Okay.
They bought these really expensive seats for the Lakers game because, you know, like 10 people can probably be in attendance.
Right.
She was escorted from the game. Like, they actually stopped the game because she was yelling and cussing at LeBron James during the game.
What a hoe.
This is her statement. To say things escalated quickly at yesterday's game is an understatement, and I want to apologize for losing my cool and removing my mask in the heat of the moment. So I love that not only did she cuss him out when there's like maybe like 10 people there, but she pulled her mask down to do so.
She's definitely a Karen.
And I really, like, and I like when people, like, act like this, that they say that they're just really passionate people.
Oh,
like, that makes it okay.
Come on.
Like, also, you need to look at this picture of her, too, because I feel like it really, like, puts into perspective.
What is she doing at a fucking basketball game? No.
Apparently, her and her husband are very passionate NBA fans.
Come on.
She's like in this like bedazzled, like it looks like the bodysuit or like the gemsuit really that Britney Spears wore in the Toxic video.
It does. No business being at a Lakers game.
No.
Zero.
No. And I guess she turned on her like Instagram live as she was being escorted out. Where is it? Oh my god, it was so funny. Yeah, her name's Juliana. Juliana flipped on her IG live and gave her side of the story, complete with threats and lots of F-bombs.
Perfect.
Just keeping it classy.
Way to go, Juliana.
Juliana. Go. Just calling out LeBron James. Like, girl, did you even know what was going on?
Probably not.
I don't want to judge from appearance, but I'm just going to say, she doesn't look like she's a diehard
Lakers fan. No. No.
Another really nice headline because, you know, we love Britney here. Justin Timberlake reflects on his and Britney's iconic denim outfits from 2001, which they are iconic.
They are, for sure.
He says the internet won't allow me to forget.
That was such a classic 2000s moment, though.
It seriously was.
Like, so I hear, I know, you can never forget that, honestly. Like, even if the internet wasn't a thing, I could still always have that exact image in my mind.
I'd wear that dress now.
I hear there's some, like, controversy with Britney's mom.
Oh?
So she wrote a book, and I don't even think that it's, like, a recent book.
I saw this, yes.
But apparently there's, like, some... Some drama around it. Apparently, she hit and killed a person.
Yeah, she hit like a young boy on a bike.
Yeah, and the way she like worded it in the book was like, "I get to live on as a mother, and this person did not." And I'm like, "What? What?"
Yeah, like I don't. I follow this girl, and maybe you saw the same TikTok. She like reads like celebrity like. Memoirs, yeah, and then like yeah. She pulls like things from it. So it was like Holly Madison from like The Girls Next Door. Like it's all like older, like kind of more like 2000s, like iconic like yeah. people. So I didn't even know Britney Spears' mom had a book.
Me neither.
Like when the fuck was this published?
I don't know.
Where was that press tour? I missed it.
Me too. But yeah. So there was that her hitting and killing a pedestrian. There was something else, too, that was, like, scandalous.
Like, why wouldn't you just leave it out of the... Like, I feel like if I hit somebody, I might just leave it out of my book.
Right. And, like, no one knows who the fuck you are if it wasn't for your daughter. So...
Right.
I don't know where that point was necessary at all.
I don't either. I really don't understand. I'm trying to pull up because... I think the cover was, like, really...
It was stupid. I think there was, like, a horse or, like, a farm on it or something.
Through the storm. She's, like... she's, like, looking out of a window.
Good. It's only $4.69 on ThriftBooks.
I say we purchase it.
She just looks like a hoe. Like...
So I went through a really, like, deep dive on Britney. I listened to a bunch of, like, podcasts to learn a little bit more. Because, like, I knew a good bit, but I didn't know, like, a whole lot about, like, her backstory. And I feel like now that I know about her family dynamics and her backstory, like, I don't really have a lot of respect for her family.
No.
So, although I did have this book, Britney Spears Heart to Heart.
I don't think I did.
It's Britney and Lynn Spears.
Oh, perfect. No, I don't think I read that.
Such a nice, you know, mother-daughter gift.
Britney looks so naive there.
She does. That's, you know, before they locked her ass up.
I did see also on TikTok, whenever Britney did, I must have been like on Britney TikTok or something, but what year was it? It was like her, it wasn't Circus, it was like the tour before that, where she like made her comeback from the shaving the head incident, her first like mental
incident. And was it like, was that album called Blackout or something with her like on the stripper pole?
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay. I couldn't remember.
But it was like her performance at the VMAs, like first performance post all these things. And you could tell she was like, I'm sure I watched it live, like whenever.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Yeah. And like, obviously I didn't think she was under the influence of anything, but then they were like playing it back and 50 Cent is just like, was just like shit stare on his face. Like, what the fuck is happening? They show then Rihanna, like basically laughing at Britney, though she said she wasn't laughing at Britney.
And, whatever, Rihanna.
Britney is like visibly under the influence. And they said that she like refused to wear this like corset that she was like, supposed to wear. So she was literally wearing like a bra and low rise underwear. I mean, she was still thin, but not like thin. So there's a lot going on there, just like wandering around the stage. But then it still said that her whatever song she like released then made it to like number 3 on the charts because of it.
You go, girl. I think she partied with Diddy that night. And I think she said that when she woke up, because it was on the podcast I was listening to, she was like still drunk the morning of, and she was severely hungover, and she started drinking again to feel better. And obviously she was a little disheveled. Oh, through the storm. A real story of fame and families. For the tabloid world. I don't know. I can't read it because it's over the window. Love it.
Good times to be a Britney fan.
Oh, great times. All right. So are we ready for our new segment?
I think so.
Altoona or Florida?
Yes.
Are you ready, ma'am?
I think so.
Okay. Man arrested for stealing 66 rolls of toilet paper from a hotel.
Florida.
You are correct. Second one. Man goes on Facebook Live while having an arrest warrant out.
That has to be Altoona.
It's actually Florida.
That is some central PA shit.
It seriously is some central PA shit. I could definitely see that happening here for sure. This next one's my personal favorite. Man who bears striking resemblance to Harry Styles takes part in an armed robbery.
Oh, I did see that.
Did you see him?
It was a very close resemblance.
Yeah, so he's a local, guys. Tyrone.
Oh, I didn't realize he was... Okay, I didn't know it was Tyrone. I saw that it happened, and then I saw a separate thing saying, like, Harry Styles lookalike, but I didn't think the two were connected.
Oh, yeah. Tyrone, man. He's got a nice 33 tattooed on his forehead.
We love it.
We love to see it here.
I did not make the connection that it was the Harry Styles lookalike was the Tyrone man.
Oh, yeah. And the final one.
The final one.
Man called and texted woman from inside her home while burglarizing it.
Again, I feel like that's Central Pennsylvania.
Ding, ding, ding.
We love it.
Just love to see it, guys. You know, there's a lot of similarities. I don't know.
Are we ready for Live from the Fishbowl?
We are ready for Live from the Fishbowl. So that we can go... have some retail therapy and do some damage. About to fuck up H&M.
Oh.
Ooh.
Pimp by 50 Cent.
Yes. We were just talking about 50 Cent.
I do love that song. One time, I don't know how long ago this was. Maybe I was in the 5th, 6th, 7th grade, somewhere in there. Do you remember Value City?
Yes.
Okay. So I think it was like around when Value City was closing. And my dad went to Value City and purchased a leather coat.
Okay.
Why does my dad need a leather coat?
I don't know.
So anytime he would try to wear this leather coat, I would start singing the song. And he would fucking hate it. He would get so mad at me. Whatever, Steph, you're not wearing your coat. Just thought that was an important detail.
He's just trying to live his life, you know, have a leather coat on.
Yes.
You know, just thrive. And you're just tearing him down.
I was.
I also have a personal connection to 50 Cent as far as a tale from my childhood. I can't listen to the song Candy Shop anymore because at the time that song was really popular, and I think it was like on a Now CD.
Probably.
I think it was whatever Now CD or whatever compilation it was on. It was close to the Terror Squad's Lean Back song. My mom would sing Candy Shop while I sat in the back seat.
The worst.
Literally the worst. So anytime I hear it now, it just insanely makes me uncomfortable.
Well, I was also victimized by 50 Cent too. This was definitely in the 5th grade. I was going to see Good Charlotte.
Oh, we love Good Charlotte.
We love Good Charlotte. But I thought I was like so cool going to Good Charlotte. And I remember this. Like, I went in on a Tuesday and I'm singing like the Good Charlotte song. I tell my crush, I'm going to see Good Charlotte. He was like, oh my God, that's awesome. I come in like 2 days later before the concert. So like Thursday. And I'm like, can't wait to go see Good Charlotte. And he's like, Good Charlotte's not cool anymore.
What? What a turnaround.
And he was like, we're listening to 50 Cent now.
That's an aggressive leap.
It was. And then all I heard for the next like 6 months of my 5th grade experience was Candy Shop.
Ugh. I can't listen to Candy Shop. It just, oof. It gives me the goosies. I can't do it. And not in a good way. Oh, I really enjoy on his Instagram that, like, his story highlights spell out 50 Cent.
That's a nice touch.
I really like it. Hustle hard. G-Unit Shop. This is 50. He probably has some kind of alcohol, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, I think he does.
Oh, wow. He's looking good. How old is he?
He's got to be getting up there.
45. Oh, 50 Cent says he's up for, for fighting Floyd Mayweather. That would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
Kid Cudi says big things happening as he and 50 Cent discuss teaming on new series. So he's out there doing the thing still.
He's doing the things.
Wow. What does 50 Cent do now? He's a producer and actor.
Thriving.
He is thriving. Wow. 50 Cent. He has a star on the Walk of Fame. I mean, what an iconic photo.
That is a good photo.
It's 50 Cent and Eminem.
What more do you need in a photo?
You really...
Is that Dr. Dre?
That's what I was going to say, Dr. Dre, but I wasn't 100% sure. Iconic. He does look good with facial hair.
I know. It's the dark hair. It really does something for me.
It does. It definitely changes things. All right, guys. Well, I think that we're going to wrap up this episode so that we can head to the H&M and buy some unnecessary fucking items.
Story of our lives.
Thank you so much for listening and subscribe to the pod and follow us on Instagram.